Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Eve. She is a singer, songwriter, producer, and founder of Peak Music. Her journey started at the Brit School, which is all very exciting. And you can hear all about that in the podcast she did for us the latter end of last year. But today we are really, really, really excited to talk about her Unheard campaign. So Eve, welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you, my darling. Thank you, Eliza. I'm great. And thank you for having me again twice. Oh,
honestly, very lucky. It's an absolute pleasure to see your face and just catch up. It really is.
So refreshing.
Yeah. So as you can see, for those on on the YouTube, like we'll get our boobs out. We've both got our t-shirts on. T-shirts. If anybody wants a t-shirt to be as cool as us two, you can go to the Peak Music UK website. But let's start from the beginning. What is the campaign, Eve? Tell us everything.
So the campaign started pretty much because of my journey. And I didn't realize that until I started talking about the campaign more and more. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm talking about myself. So very long story short, when I studied to be a sound engineer at university nearly 20 years ago, I did a dissertation on the lack of sound engineers, like female sound engineers. And because the internet was pretty new, I could barely get any information, but there wasn't any information there anyway. And then you fast forward nearly 20 years later and... Hello? Although I'm in a lot of...
Hey, hang on a second.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I'm on a... Wah! Yeah, I see it. Yeah, sorry. My bro's just turned up. So, right.
I'll carry on.
Start again from...
I'll just say, fast forward 20 years.
Okay, fast forward 20 years.
Yeah. Fast forward 20 years and... Although now I'm in a lot of female groups on Facebook and stuff like that, there's so many. There's female producers. You yourself, obviously, you're a DJ, and you run amazing events for DJs and producers. So you will know now that there are so many of these groups for women to be in.
Yeah.
But then being a part of these groups, I was like, but what are we doing together to make change? Mm. You know, because I was in them, but I wasn't really connecting with anyone on a production level. We weren't doing tracks together and things like that. So I was like, how can I make actual change, like myself? How can I, make a difference instead of just being part of these groups? And I mean, there was many other factors involved as well, but that was just one of them. And so I started the campaign. I was like, if I start this campaign, I can basically connect all of the groups together or individuals or the women or organizations that are trying to do a similar thing that I am, which is to get equality for women in the music industry.
Yeah.
Everyone has got a similar theme, but slightly different, which is fantastic. But the end goal is all the same. We want to make change.
Yeah.
So this for me is a way that we can all shout louder and get our voices heard, and all the women that are working tirelessly every day to make change can be seen under kind of like one blanket. And obviously it's not just about that, it's about giving back as well. So I wanted to make sure that every cent that gets paid for the t-shirts goes back into training young women in songwriting and production. So that's kind of like a very brief overview of why I started it.
Yeah, I think you've actually hit the nail on the head there with these groups, because there are so many groups and collectives. She Said So is probably the number one. You've got Good Heroes Only, got Peak Music, you've got Female DJs London, and then there's all the others, Women in Music.
Music Production for Women, there's 2% Rising. 2%.
I think 2% is a really good one, actually, because a lot of the other groups, and even my group itself, it's very much people are just posting, this is me, this is my radio show, this is my new production, this is my new thing. No one's really posting I'm stuck
opportunities
or how can I do this, or we're looking for somebody, we're doing workshops, or we're doing that. It's very much like we're all in these groups and we're all in this together to try and, you know, empower other women, but at the same time it's still very closed off, and I don't think which is crazy.
And that is it, and that's what I noticed, and I was like, I'm not about that. I'm really not about that. I can't do this on my own.
Yeah.
And I don't think us as women should have to do it on our own either. Like, I think the conversation needs to go further. And I think that, you know, we need to be having these conversations with men, and men need to be having these conversations with other men as well. I did something for International Women's Day, and I had an amazing, huge mastering engineer called Steve Bowman, who he was wearing one of my t-shirts. He supported for the day. I had three amazing female mastering engineers as well, two from the UK, one from the US. Mm-hmm. But the thing that was amazing with Steve is he chose to interview two women and talk about how he could be an ally to them, to women in the studio environment, which I think is massive. One of the reasons that we're trying to get equality for women is we're asking the questions, why are we not seeing more engineers in the studio? We know there are more female engineers out there.
Yeah.
Why are they not in the spaces that we need them to be? And why are they not in the public eye? Like these guys are, you know, it's the gatekeepers that need to make way and need to help make change. And so someone like Steve Bowman, who has that opportunity to help make change, for him to put himself out there as a white man as well, I think was really important.
Yeah.
And you know, he was so humble, and, you know, it just proves that there are people out there, men and women, that want to make change and want it to be more equal. So we just have to keep shouting.
We do, and you know, and it's okay that things were in our old boys club. I mean, that's kind of, you know, there's nothing we can do to change that back then, but what we can do is change it moving forward. But it does take the old boys club to not allow that to happen, but to embrace that almost, and to, you know, because I was saying to my friend the other day, and we're talking about the lack of women in the music industry, and I was like, look, no one was born to be a sound engineer. No one was born to be a pilot, no one was born to be a doctor, no one was born to be a nurse, a nanny, a bar person, or anything. This is just something that you know your life funnels you that way. Your brain is still the same, I mean, give or take a few like
cells parties.
Yeah, oh god. Well, you know, generally we're all born the same, aren't we?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's what opportunities come at you from the grassroots up. And I think, you know, times are changing, like, especially from education level. Back in my day. I mean, I think my work experience options were go and work in a primary school or care home. You know, I mean, I've just turned 40, and the boys were like, go and work in a garage or some other manly thing.
Bricklaying or something.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was it. And that's, you know, they were not funneled the right way either. But, you know, how things are changing now in society, hopefully there'll be a wave in, you know, guys and girls that come into music that may not have gone down that route in the first place. But it really does take people from the top up as well to help that and to embrace it, and, you know, and because it's difficult as a woman to go into a male dominated industry unless you're pretty thick skinned, I think.
This is the other conversation we were having. So firstly, the education side is something that I'm trying to tackle, So I'm trying to take action by putting people like Steve in the like limelight to say that he supports the campaign. I'm also trying to so when it comes to education, I think it's important to talk to universities and people like that.
Yeah.
So how are you promoting your courses, prospectuses? Are there women on it? Are there women of color? Yeah. Are there, you know, over a desk, or is it white boys?
It's not a white girl situation either. It should be everybody. And, you know, women the next women.
Yes.
I think they're women or not women. Who knows?
Yeah. Anything.
Everyone.
Yes.
Everyone.
Equality. And it's not shown. And so I think education is so important. I recently spoke to a university and had a young girl contact me after this talk, and we had a one-to-one chat, and she's studying sound, and she said, you know, it was so nice to be able to relate to someone like you, and you've given me the confidence to, you know, because she's a minority in her course, all the guys that are studying sound, and so I was able to give her some advice. And I think when the other side of education is, we need to educate people, so not come from a place of blame, but a place of almost like curiosity and understanding and education, because as you said earlier, you touched upon the fact that, you know, both men and women have been steered in the wrong direction, and that's one of the questions I ask when I interview people who have bought a t-shirt. When they're telling me about their story, I ask them, do you think it's a society issue or a male behavior issue?
What do people say? What does the majority of people said, like, when you ask them that question?
Both.
Ah,
and that's what I agree with as well. I agree it's both. And do you know why? And it's our fault too. You know, women are equally to blame. And the reason is, it's like generations of conditioning.
Yeah.
Subconsciously, men are the bring the money in, bring in the bacon. Women have the kids, be quiet, keep the house tidy, right? That's been the
rule for that.
Years and years and years. There is nothing wrong with that. But with that comes a mentality.
Yeah, there does. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm getting at. There is absolutely nothing wrong with a woman who wants to stay at home, look after the kids, or a man.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not for everybody, is it? And there's
no.
I think it's almost like frowned upon if you've got drive, ambition, if you don't want to be that woman.
They're like, you know,
don't you?
There are some countries women aren't allowed to read or write or get an education. So it's instilled in generations of conditioning.
Yeah.
So even though things have changed, the reality is, you will say, for instance, you had three guys in a studio sat at the mixing desk, and a woman comes in who is an engineer. As soon as she enters that room, there's two things that are going to happen. The guys are going to have a specific reaction, and she is going to pretty much do that. Even though she could be the confident no matter what, it's a subconscious thing. That's what I'm talking about, you know, this behavior. Like, if an engineer walks into a studio, she should be able to rock heels, she should be able to rock trainers, she should be able to rock anything. They should be able to give her the respect that she deserves as someone who is good at her job.
I wonder, you know, because I think as a woman, if a guy walked in heels and to do a particular job, you wouldn't bat an eyelid. I mean, you might give him a little, like, you know, high five.
I'd be like, yes.
Yes, yes.
I'd be like, do you know what I mean? Come on. I love that.
There definitely wouldn't be any kind of sexism towards that guy in heels. Whereas the opposite way around, it's, you know, it's different. But I think this is a battle of life, mate, isn't it? Like, this is the battle of life. Like,
yeah. And it's not just in music, is it? It's everywhere. It's
everywhere.
And it's not just women and men. Yeah. It's, you know, we're not even bringing sexuality into it. We're not bringing color into it. We're not bringing any of that other stuff that goes into this massive melting pot of change.
Yeah.
But the conversation is the key.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that is it. And the respect, I think, is key.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, I mean, hopefully, I mean, hopefully with campaigns like yours and, you know, more of these collectives that keep coming up and, you know, more confident women coming up through the schooling, through education, or non-confident women coming up and deciding that they want to go down a music route because it's now available and it's now a lot easier for them to get involved in something like that, as opposed to it just being a hobby that may have turned into a career that nobody really thought would have made you any money.
Exactly.
Why don't you get a job in why are you doing a degree in sound engineering? You should be doing business and marketing.
Yeah,
you
know, these get a real job.
Get a real job. Yes, get a real job. If only they knew.
Yeah, yeah. Get a real job. Yeah. Say that to Beyonce or, you know, Jay-Z, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny. But I think it was, you know, it comes down from parenting and stuff as well. I mean, I'm very lucky. My dad said to me a few years ago, he was like, look, because I had a career job back in the day and, you know, I decided to give all that up to follow my dreams.
Yeah.
Like you do. And my dad said to me, he was like, look, if you can just facilitate this lifestyle for as long as possible, just
then good on you.
Keep doing it. Just keep doing what you love. You know, keep following your dreams. Don't settle to be the same as everybody else. You know, you obviously seem to be doing right at it. So, like, yeah, I think.
And that's fantastic advice. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because with creatives, you know, I was having this conversation with someone else. It's not a choice. Mm. Like, music is who I am. It's in me, it's everything that I breathe, I live. It's not a choice for me. Do you know what I mean?
It's like you found your calling.
It's a purpose. It's like, you know, and there was a time when I came out of music and did a normal job, and I felt restricted. I felt like I was in a prison.
Boxed in.
I just felt, I just couldn't be myself. And it's very hard to explain when you're creative.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I generally think that I was designed to do what I'm doing now. But I mean, obviously I came through the whole school, university, into work, though I did a degree in sports science and I got into IT. So I think sports people and creatives, we're very much out there. It's very similar. You know, you're quite
100%.
So you make good salespeople, believe it or not. So
it's so true, because I worked at Apple and I was just like,
remember this,
I was so good at it, you know.
Yeah, I'm so good at it too, and I
love sport.
Yeah, you know, you've still got your personality, you're still following, trying to do the music stuff, but yet have a career and fit into that mold of being that type of person. And eventually it just doesn't work for me. It kind of hit me in the face like a wet fish on the M6, like gridlocked knit round by Birmingham. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. This is not it. I'm gonna quit my big career job and move to the mountains to follow my dreams of being a DJ. And once I got into it, and now I'm obviously quite a few years, a bit long in the tooth now, but setting up the vibes only and the podcast with you, and just I found my thing. This is what I was designed to do. And behind the decks, I just love it.
Your world, exactly. I'm the same when I'm on stage. I'm like home.
Yeah, home.
I'm literally home. Yeah. And it's a feeling that you cannot describe.
No.
You know, the world, I bet you get it as well. Like, there comes a time where you're just immersed in it, and but then you get this one moment that almost goes in slow motion where you just kind of step out of yourself and you look at the crowd.
And you're like, wow.
And you're like, wow. And then you're back in.
It's cool. Okay. And I love chatting to you, because I feel like we're brothers from the same mother, basically.
100%.
Well, no, sisters from a different mister. Whatever.
Eva.
The same.
Whatever. Yeah. But it's so important that, you know, that we have these relationships, because it does go back to what I was saying about, you know, just educating people and supporting each other. You know, we can't do it on our own.
No.
You know, I know that whenever I see anything from Good Vibes Only, I will help promote it. I'll be like, yes, I'll be talking to people about it. Anytime someone needs a DJ, I'll be like, yep, I know loads of DJs. There's this girl, Eliza, she runs this whole thing. Do you know what I mean? It will be in the forefront of my mind. And I love that, because, you know, it's genuine. Yeah. And like I said, this is what we need to be doing. And you know, I think as well, from what I want to do with the campaign, as I touched upon a little bit earlier, is making sure that I educate young women.
Yeah, you know, young women
as well. And what we were saying earlier about the education side is one of the problems is young women not knowing that things like engineering, DJing, production, songwriting, that are their options as careers.
Yeah.
You know, which is why. Yeah. Yeah,
viable options.
And it's like you don't just need to be a singer or a rapper to get in the music industry. There are so many jobs. You can be a music accountant. You can be, you know, do copyright. You can do
agent,
anything. Agent, tour manager. Like, yeah. There's so many things you can do in the music industry. So, you know, with the sales of the t-shirts, like I said, all the money is going to go back into training young women in production and songwriting. And I've just managed to sell enough t-shirts to pay for my first lot of workshops.
Yeah. Well, so yeah.
Give it a bit of
the whole means. For anyone who's listening to this, we're literally dancing at each other on the camera. It's like some serious great 90s moves, I just want to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, mate. It's so good. So when will these... So first and foremost, if somebody wants to get involved with this T-shirt, so there's ones that say, I am one of the unheard, and there's ones that say, I am support...
I support the unheard. The unheard ones are for women in the industry, and I think a lot of people have actually misunderstood this. Even if you're a woman in the industry, but you don't feel that you're unheard, like you're doing well.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about you.
It's not you're
wearing. Yeah, it's not because you necessarily feel unheard. You're wearing it for every woman in the industry who feels unheard.
I feel you might have had some funny feedback about that then, in which case.
Yeah, so a lot of women have been like, I'll get a support one because I don't, you know. And then some women are like, well, you know, I feel like I'm a white woman of privilege, so I don't feel unheard. But then I'm like, that's really interesting, but you're still a woman and you're still a minority.
Yeah, that is interesting, actually.
Yeah.
That hadn't even cropped into my head.
No, but these are the conversations that it's sparking, and I love it. Yeah. It's brilliant. You know, so you basically, anyone who buys a t-shirt, the unheard t-shirt, gets an interview, and then I talk to each woman about their story as a woman through the industry.
Yeah.
And that is all going to go into a book. And then the proceeds of that are also going to go to training young women. And then anyone who supports the campaign, whether you're, you know, whatever you identify as, if you support the campaign, and even if you're not in the music industry, you can still get a support t-shirt. And support the campaign that way.
Yeah. And I'd just like to point out to anyone that is listening is that, you know, this is a really cool idea that you've had, and it's a shitload of work. And it's something that you are doing pretty much off your own back. There's not, and the money that you're making off this is going back into training more women, of which you will be doing off your own back. This isn't a money maker for you.
No.
This is a potentially, you know, in the nice possible way, a pain in the absolute backside for chasing people like me. Like, I haven't done my video yet. Like, I've had this t-shirt about a year. I'll get round to it. Now I'm wearing it. I'm definitely going to do it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's something that comes from the soul, and it's, you know, there couldn't be
it's any my purpose.
Good. Yeah, there couldn't be any more good in this campaign. Like, it's amazing. So people really should support it. So if they head over to it's www.peakmusicuk.co.uk.
Peakmusic.uk.
Peakmusic.uk. I'll put it in the notes as well.
Yeah.
Peakmusic.uk. Grab a t-shirt. They are not expensive, and you are literally
I was even stupid enough not to add the shipping, so that gets deducted from. Yeah.
I know.
This is what I mean. It's a pure passion thing, you know.
That says it all, to be honest. And you're the one that has to go to the post office, and you're the one that has to do all of this as well, I don't think a lot of people appreciate the hard work that goes into something like this, your passion. It's amazing. Thank you,
my darling. But like you said, you know, I've realized by doing this that it is my purpose. It's why it's my story.
Yeah.
You know, being a woman, having to go struggle, being a woman of color, being gay, you know, a lot of boxes tick there. So I definitely am one of the unheard. And you know, for me, if I can be the voice for someone else and offer them a platform to be able to get the courage to follow their dreams and support them in that, then that's what I've got to do.
And that is what you are doing, mate. It's been amazing. Thank you so, 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 so much for coming
on
the podcast again. If anybody wants to hear any more about you and your story and how you got into music and everything else, we've already done a podcast the latter end of last year. So it's one, I think it's in the top 10.
I think it's like episode 3, I think.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I think it might have been, it probably was episode 3. It's actually, look, and if anybody wants a cheeky little fact about the podcast, it's one of the top listened podcasts that I've got.
Woohoo! Is it?
Yeah, you and China. China's was very funny, and obviously the first one. You too. Yeah, you're.
I'm very privileged. Ooh. Thank you very much.
This is a really good chat. That's why.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Well, Eve, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck with your campaign. Good luck with everything, and we will definitely catch up again sometime soon.
100%. Thank you so much, my darling.
Thank you so much. Mwah. Mwah.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love and good vibes always. See you next week.